Stay on Wings. We visit with women's groups in coastal Kenya who make use of the worldwide 16 days of activism against gender violence to raise awareness and challenge practices in their home region.
This year, the theme has changed to look at gender-based violence as a national disaster.
You cannot talk about gender-based violence prevention without talking about men.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
November 25th is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. December 10th is the anniversary of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The 16 days that include those dates have been marked by thousands of women's groups around the world since 1991 as a period of activism for women's safety and human rights. In 2018, UN Women, a division of the United Nations, chose as their theme for the 16 days, Orange the World, hashtag Hear Me Too. They called for the color orange to be used to highlight activities aimed at eradicating gender-based violence. Among the places where the call was heard is the Kenya coast. Diana Wanyonyi covered the action there for Wings.
Under this year's theme, Orange the World, women in coastal Mombasa are now pushing the Kenyan government to set aside funds that will be used to help victims of gender-based violence at police stations and hospitals. More from Violet Mthiga, Chief Executive Officer of Sauti ya Wanawake Pwani Organization, which means Voice of Women in the Coastal Region.
For the past around 2 years, the focus has been on the police because the gender desk was there, but capacity was lacking. And there was a lot of challenge with the police officers between filing of cases, case follow-up, representation in court, and information so that we can be able to address gender-based violence issues in totality. This year, the theme has changed to look at gender-based violence as a national disaster. We need structures and frameworks that are fully funded for us to realize protection of women and girls and for us to fully address gender-based violence.
Violet Mthiga added that the government has a role to play in ending gender-based violence.
It's looking at service provision. How can a person who has been violated access standard, timely services for them to recover from what they have gone through? It is very crucial for us to ensure that there is coordinated mechanism of these structures, both at national and county level, so that they can be able to put money in addressing gender-based violence. And it looks into it in terms of an officer who is fully employed to sit in that docket, especially if it is a gender desk, with enough services, with enough money, with enough resources in terms of transport of a vehicle from the police station to go and address a GBV case. In the hospital, we are looking at having a psychosocial support system, having a counselor, having the doctor who is fully attached to a GBVRC.
Financing for gender-based violence recovery centers is not a new initiative in Kenya. Mthiga says that the government has been slow in implementing it. She says this year's theme, Orange the World, is very timely.
It is not a new system. It is what we have been pushing for a very long time, and that's why the thematic area is advancing it more, putting it out there as this is a national disaster and more needs to be done, including our traditional structures.
At Coast Provincial General Hospital, a referral hospital that serves patients with chronic diseases from all six counties of the Kenyan coast, I met Mary Kiambi. a paralegal for the International Center for Reproductive Health at the Gender Violence Recovery Center. She elaborated on data of gender-based violence and how the parents of the children who are victims are not willing to report the matter to the relevant authorities, but instead settles the matter at home, where the perpetrator opts to compensate victims' family by paying a small amount of money.
We receive the cases of defilement and rape, and in the community we create awareness to our community so that they can know the children have their rights, and it's right for the children to come to the center. Every month we receive about 60 cases or 70 cases, but most of the cases are defilement. Rape is very rare because this age between 18 and 19, they don't like to come in center when they are raped because they see it's not good. So mostly we receive the cases of underage. We receive a small child, he was about 8 months, and that child was defiled by his father. We examined the child, and after that, the mother decided that he would not take that case in the police or in the court because she was fearing about her husband. So the case went down like that. Some of them, they decided to pay each other money.
I asked her about the challenges they encounter.
The survivor can come in our center, but they don't report to the police. They just end up. Most of them, they come when it's late, so we don't get the evidence. The message is to tell our community to come more in our center, and they don't watch the survivor. They just bring the survivor how they are.
According to the Sauti ya Wanawake Pwani organization, a high rise in cases of gender-based violence occur in the informal settlements in Mombasa County.
More cases happen during school holidays.
Back to Violet Muthiga, Chief Executive Officer of the organization.
It is very important right now for our programming funded by Chican UK Aid being implemented in the informal settlements in Mombasa, that is Ziwa La Ng'ombe, Bangladesh, Owino Huru, Moroto, and Mwakirunge, to look at how our programs, that is community awareness, school programs, will address the issues of children out of school because now they have closed school, and how we protect them more. Lighting of our dark alleys, closure of unfinished buildings, because these are potential areas where women and girls are at high risk to women and girls being violated.
I also talked to Betty Sharon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Coast Women in Development Organization. She elaborates more on the 16 Days of Activism campaign.
Coast Women in Development is a grassroots women organization. We are a national NGO. We work in 6 counties of Coast region. We also work in Kisumu and Siaya. This is an organization that has 5 programs around governance, peace and security, health. In health, we work around adolescents and reproductive health, gender-based violence, prevention, and HIV/AIDS. We work around gender, women empowerment. Our main focus is on prevention, coordination, and response to gender-based violence. 16 Days of Activism, it is being implemented in countries all over the world. Within these days until the International Day for Human Rights, there are days that are marked like the World AIDS Day. We have the day for people with disability. These people really, really suffer. Most of them suffer in silence. They suffer through violence that are inflicted towards them, not only by relatives as strangers, but even by their own parents, whom stigmatize them and will not want people to know that they belong to that family. They go through a lot. And then we have the Anti-Corruption Day, and then we also have the International Day of Human Rights.
What's the situation in Coast region?
The situation has come bad to us. I don't know, is it because people are aware and reporting so that we have many cases or the situation has come from bad to worse, because now we are having so many reports of gender-based violence. It is either the media are working, and during that time we also had a few media houses, and now we have many, and people can reach media, and also the social media reaches many people, and also awareness creation. People are aware and knows that there are laws that protect them so that they can report such cases. We need to do a research to know if it has come from worse to bad, or cases are being reported.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the common forms of gender-based violence here in coastal Kenya?
The common form of gender-based violence is defilement, and the most common is incest.
On Wings, you are listening to coverage from the coast area of Kenya about the 16 Days Against Gender Violence, observed annually from November 25th through December 10th. The reporter is Diana Wanyonyi, and this interviewee is Betty Sharon, Chief Executive Officer of the non-governmental organization Coast Women in Development. Ms. Sharon has just said that the most commonly reported form of gender-based violence in the six counties of their region is defilement. Defilement is defined as any sexual intercourse with a child under the age of 18 years, whether or not the child consents. It is a crime under Kenya's Sexual Offenses Act of 2006 and a breach of children's human rights under Kenya's 2010 Constitution. Recognized harms from defilement include physical damage, psychological damage, disease, pregnancy, social stigma, and interruption of schooling. Again, here is Betty Sharon, Chief Executive Officer of Coast Women in Development.
I've been thinking about incest. The contributing factor is that the kind of life we are living today, we've lost family values. You find that so many of the youths, they don't know their cousins. And even if they know their cousins, they are not aware that they are not supposed to have sex with them. Unlike when we were growing up, when we used to sit, have time with our grandparents, and they will tell you never to have sex with this clan, that clan. For us, it was not even the cousins. It was up to the clans and even family friends. You see them as family. But nowadays, you find brothers and sisters. The kind of life we are living have contributed a lot. We don't have time to talk to our children. So you find even brother and sister. They don't know that it is wrong for them to have sex together. Nobody's telling them. We are not sitting with them. When we are at home, everybody is on the phone. If they are not chatting, they are not WhatsApping, they are not Facebooking, they are even playing games.
What about the incidents in Kilifi, girls being impregnated?
That is defilement, because these girls are not yet 18 years old. That is gender-based violence.
Kilifi County in particular is notorious for incidences of gender-based violence and defilement, especially after a national crime research study was made there in 2014. 2 years later, Kilifi County received a gender-based violence recovery center at its county referral hospital. Again, here is Betty Sharon, Chief Executive Officer of Coast Women in Development.
And the case of Kilifi, I've been thinking about the case of Kilifi. It may be, we cannot say that Kilifi leads. Who did the research? Who collected the data? It just happened that during that time, they found the girls. Yeah. Which other county did they go to? I think some media also needs to report objectively.
Do you think coastal region, we have enough rescue centers for people who have suffered gender-based violence? And what should be done if we don't have enough?
Coastal region, we do not have. We only have a private rescue center, which is not enough. And also this private rescue center, they are particular. Most of the centers we call rescue centers are orphanages. Or you find a small house, in fact, even those we are calling rescue center, you find that some of these actors, they see how serious this case is, and someone volunteers and just take a house, and we do not have rescue center. even those private, they are not qualified to be called a rescue center. There was a training we went to in Australia and we saw a rescue center. Rescue center is a place where you can rescue a woman and take her there for some time, up to 6 months, and she can live with her family, rescue her with her family, and feel at home, which we do not have.
So even the county governments have not made...
The county government have not made a rescue center. They have been talking about it. It is in the process, but I hope they will go and benchmark it somewhere and see how rescue center is supposed to be before they build it.
Do you think it's now time for male involvement in these issues about gender-based violence?
You cannot talk about gender-based violence prevention without talking about men. And that's why we have a program that works with men, including sexual offenders. Because I cannot... what am I going to tell the women? I can only tell the women to be aware that it happens, to caution them. But the people to talk with about prevention of gender-based violence is the men. Women, they don't sexually violate themselves. It is men who are sexually violating women. It is men who are sexually violating young girls and children. So we have to talk to men. We must engage men. Like yesterday, like last year, it is high time any actor should involve men.
And how is their response?
There has to be resistance, but that does not mean that we cannot work with them. Resistance is normal, but men must know the impact of sexual gender-based violence on health, on economy, and also on the future of the victim.
During the 16 Days Against Gender Violence in 2011, Coast Women in Development began conducting trainings with male sexual offenders in prison and in juvenile detention. From a video on their website, here are Betty Sharon and a colleague talking to prisoners in Kiswahili, followed by translation.
Badilika hoy! Badilika hoy! Badilika hi!
Badilika, hi. Badilika, hi. Even men can be violated and the law does not allow for people to be violated. And this is why we started the Pwani GBV network.
Yoyote adhulumu mwezake. Na ndio maana tukaanza hii network ya Pwani GBV network.
Wanaume fikirini. Jambo hili.
Men, think about this. We need to protect our women both in towns and in the rural areas. We need not to violate them sexually, but rather respect them. They are part of our society, and we need to take care of them. Women are valuable, and they need to be protected from being violated for the sake of the development of society.
It was a day like no other. The offenders not only mixed freely with members of the Coast Women in Development and prison officers, but also had a chance to show their creative and artistic side. Officers at Shimolatewa Prison expressed satisfaction that the Coast Women in Development had come in to complement prison efforts in the correction of offenders.
The Badilika group is doing a wonderful, it's a team that is actually growing up very fast. And before, like I've talked in my speech, that for somebody to be able to come up and say that my offense is this, that it's sexually related, some of them have been shying away. But of late, they have been coming up together. They've been educating one another. They've been trying to support one another on why they should not get into that problem or that crime when they go back. So it's a team that is growing up. When you see them, like now, they've agreed to wear T-shirts labeling that they have Badilika. And when they wear those T-shirts labeling Badilika, it seems they have sexually related a crime, then they have actually badilikad. Otherwise, before you could find somebody shies away, but we have a program that has been trying to make them come up. But with this Badilika group from the CWID, it is also now we are coming up together, at least making them enhance their self-esteem, which was actually could have been low. Yeah. We want to have social support. Among the officers, we also need to, a lot needs to be done on the officers, so that now the element of stigmatization is not there. Now that they have come together as a group, they should not feel that their group is any junior or any like any other. We have quite a number of groups, like we have one that calls themselves Crime Siopoa, which is doing very, very well. We have also another group of dancers who are actually enhancing cultural dances. So even with them, it's just a group that is coming up, also fighting against gender-based violence.
It was a day to also raise awareness about cultural issues that lead to men committing violations against women.
Mambo ya gender-based violence, ambayo yenye umesema, watu wengi haswa huwa wanadhani ni mambo ya wanawake peke yake. Lakini la, pia tuna wanaume ambao huwa wana go through mambo ya.
Many people think gender-based violence is all about women, but the truth is that even men are being violated. This could be because of cultural issue or other psychological issues. I usually wonder why is it that very few men come out to declare they are being violated. Fact is, only 17% of men come out and they are small boys who have been brought to the gender recovery center by their parents.
Again, Wings reporter Diana Wanyoni interviewing Betty Sharon.
Can you just speak about your project of male offenders at the Shimola Tewa Maximum Prison in Mombasa? How is it, and so far, how many have you empowered?
The project is very successful. It is sustainable because we built a structure there for them. We had trained them on Baba, and they were making small money there, which is supporting them and also supporting the welfare of the prison. But we also trained them as a paralegal, so they were creating awareness within the prison. But some of them now, because in prison, when you've changed and they can see now you are better, you can go and live with the society, many of them have left. Three of them, we are working with them outside here. Some of them were transferred to other prisons. But again, we are also having a challenge of donor funding. But this program is working very well in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe government came and did the benchmarking here, and they are being supported by UNFPA, and they are doing wonders in Zimbabwe.
Why was the need for you to start that program in prisons and not in the villages?
The need for me to start the program in the prison is because, first of all, getting sexual offenders is not easy. It is not easy. They are also stigmatized in the society. But it is easy to get them in the prisons. Two is that our prisons were designed by the colonials, and now the prison reforms are slowly bringing in the rehabilitation in prison. It was meant for punishment. And when they are punished there, some will come back to revenge. And when they are punished there, they are not rehabilitated. And when they come back and they are stigmatized, they would likely want to go back to the prison. But what they know is that if I sexually offend someone, that is what will take me back to the prison. So there is a lot of recidivism.
Have you thought also to go to other different prisons here in Kenya?
Yes, we have, but we have done proposals for support, but we are still facing a challenge. We pray every day that one day we will find a donor who is willing to support, and then we will. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you encounter when telling people issues about gender-based violence?
First of all, the society are not open enough to want to talk, to want to be engaged in discussions of sex. And most of them see it as normal. Like early marriages, I talk about defilement. Defilement is having sex with someone who is not 18. But you see through the kind of food we eat nowadays, you find that you can find a girl who is 15 and they look like 18.
but convincing men that these girls have not matured enough to have, their body has not mature enough to have sex, even their brain has not mature enough to give consent, it is a problem. Yeah. And also talking about incest. Incest is the biggest challenge because incest, most incest is not forced sex. So getting people who are having incest to consent that it is true they are doing incest is not easy.
Do you think the Kenyan government is doing much to stop or maybe enacting laws for these perpetrators of gender-based violence?
Unfortunately, no.
Why?
You see, many in Kenya we have many, many cases of gender-based violence. We shall report. Let us talk about the reported cases. But you find that the Kenyan government respond when cases have already happened. We have laws for prevention. We have laws. Why don't we enforce these laws? And the media people, let me give you the case of the lady journalist who was sexually violated by an MP, and it is highlighted, and you don't hear it anymore. In such cases, you don't do follow-up. After you have highlighted it and it has happened, then what? And we also have the government media, the KBC should be following and telling us that MP, he did this and now this is where the case is, he has been arrested or he didn't know, was not arrested. But when people see that it was highlighted, nothing happened to the perpetrator, then they see this is a country where you can do whatever you want and if you have money you'll get away with it. During the legislation of the security law, many women legislators complained that they were sexually harassed. For the case of Millie Odhiambo, that she was saying that someone was even touching her in a way, in a male legislator. And what happened? Nothing. We cannot politicize gender-based violence. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think the government is doing, is putting any effort to end cases of gender-based violence.
I'm seeing you are wearing a wrapper, a lasso cotton wrapper. Why this color, orange?
Orange, the theme for this year is orange. Orange the world. Orange is a bright color. 2 years ago, it was Orange the World, End Violence in Schools. Last year, it was Orange the World, End Violence, Do Not Leave Any Woman Behind. For this year, it is Orange the World. Let us orange the world. You leave the bad, the darkness, and you bring the orange color.
Betty Sharon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Coast Women in Development Organization, talked on the 16 Days of Activism campaign. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
Wings is a radio and podcast series covering the global women's movement that has been in distribution since 1986. To learn more and to hear Wings programs again, visit wings.org or email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose latest book is titled The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings co-founder and series producer, Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.